Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Horris. And what a great, cool fall day we have today, right? Makes it an awesome day to just, you know, kind of do a walkabout. Go around the exterior of your home, check things out, look around, and another reason to do that so well today and really see if you think you have something going on or if you come up with a question, because today is Exteriors Day. All day today on the show with Mosby Consultant, our guest, Brad Hagen, with me today. We can, you know, talk about everything exteriors. And if you come up with any questions for myself and Brad, you can call today at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Anything you need going on around your home, we have it for you today. So our topics for the show today is basically everything exteriors. Like I said, we've got windows, we've got doors, we've got the ever so popular front porches. We're going to love getting into that. Everybody is looking for that newer, bigger, better sitting area front porch. And of course, we'll have my On the Road with Rich segment and my hack. So have you ever wondered what those markings on your tape measure really mean? Well, wonder no longer, because today you will find out. In my hack, I'll teach you all about the tape measure and what us carpenters have those markings, what they're there for, and what they mean. So both of those segments will be kind of sprinkled out during the show, so stick with us for all of that. But again, our topic is your topic. We want to know everything going on around your home. You can call in today with any question you have about your home, from the foundation to the roof, inside, outside. If you need it, we've got it today. Double the trouble with me and our guest, Brad Hagen, right here for the next hour. Again, the number to reach us, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So for now, let's jump right into this with Brad and see what's been going on and everything. So Brad, hey, thanks for joining me today for the next hour. Thanks for helping out with our calls and everything and coming in and trying to educate some people. I really appreciate you taking the time out.
Glad to be here and happy to be a part of your show today. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, no problem. Love it, love it. And, you know, for everyone's general knowledge out there, you know, Brad basically does the exact same thing that I talk about all the time at Mosby Building Arts that I do. And, you know, another interesting facet with, you know, what Brad and I both do is at Mosby, we have, you know, multiple segments of the company, the exteriors, we've got design build, we've got right bath, right kitchen, we've got, you know, all these, what we kind of call divisions, really still one company, but we have several consultants that, you know, like what I do and what Brad does with coming out for first visits and stuff, but actually ones that cover all of the gamuts of the company. So we can kind of talk design build, we can talk right bath, right kitchen, we can talk exteriors, and we can, you know, answer anything you got going on through both of us. So a wide spectrum variety of what Brad handles for our company. And, you know, talking about kind of like what you handle and everything and being in this remodeling industry, what got you interested and kind of got you started in the remodeling industry in general?
I've been building things since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like all of a sudden just pulls you towards it, right?
And, yeah.
You know, I remember growing up with a guy that I was good friends with, and his dad was a contractor, and I must have been struck by it because that's what's pulled me through life. Found my industry, found where I like to be, so.
Yeah, no, that is totally awesome. So, and so have you always been in the St. Louis area?
I have not. I've moved away to Chicago, and I went to school there, and did some awesome consulting work and stuff there, but came back to St. Louis and got into the remodeling industry, put the tool belt on, and have gone from there from beginnings to ends, running my own companies and working with others. So,
yeah, awesome. Awesome. So you've worn a lot of different hats throughout the industry, from owner, sure, operator to the belt and actually performing the work. And that's totally awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, that's definitely a great way to get your mind and the knowledge around kind of everything happening out there, for sure. So let's find out about, I want to find out a little more about you with our listeners, of just kind of some fun off the wall stuff. Let's take it out of the house and out of the remodeling and stuff for a moment. Let's find out about Brad, the guy,
okay,
the myth, the legend. What are you really all about underneath all that? So got some lightning round questions here we can run through for some fun real quick. So what's your favorite childhood TV show?
Wow. Strokes.
We're trying to call out your age here.
Can you tell? I got you. Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Should,
oh, yeah.
That should be an age one for some,
oh, yeah,
people.
Absolutely. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Ooh, that is a good one. do you have a favorite number?
The ones that win the lottery.
Yeah. That is absolutely fabulous. Oh, so either or, cake or pie?
Wow, that's a hard one. I'm going with both. I can't discriminate there. Yeah. Those two.
In movies, Godfather or Star Wars? What type do you like
better? Star Wars.
Yeah, me too. That's awesome. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke all the way.
Bacon or sausage?
Bacon makes everything better.
It does indeed. Do you have a middle name?
I do. Michael.
Michael. Awesome. So on a scale of 1 to 10, we might want to skip this one. How good of a driver are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And I say that because of company vehicles. Like, I'm definitely not going to say 1.
I'm going with 9.5.
But yeah, my wife would put me much lower than I probably would.
Same thing here for sure.
So who out of everybody, who inspires you the most?
You know, it's a bit of a moving target for me, but you know, right now I'm inspired with all of our people that are working at Mosby every day, showing up to work and getting things done. It's been a long haul.
Yes.
This, you know what? COVID, you know, and it's every day they show up and do the stuff that we go out there to help homeowners.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's awesome. And, you know, I really appreciate that too, because it's all about the team, and it's quite phenomenal. And I talk all the time about that deep bench we have and the team, and the, you know, we have 130 plus people in the company, and you know, all we have all these people that work in the field and everything. And you know, I'll never forget, oh gosh, it was a few years ago, and we had like broken a monthly sales record. It was like the biggest month the company had ever had in years, like of sales in 1 month. And they brought in food into our meeting, and we talked about, you know, and everybody kind of stood up and said something about the month and what we did. And, you know, we're all the designers and consultants and all the upfront stuff, and everybody's going around doing all this. And I stood up and said, you know, all I would say is that for me, looking at the best sales month ever, I would say we're celebrating with the wrong group of people. And everybody kind of stared at me like, right, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, I went back and I looked in not only my projects, but all of the projects we sold, because I always have a pretty high number of repeat clients. Mm-hmm. And I looked back at all of them and I was like, you know, so of everything that sold in this month, we had a 60% repeat client buying another project that had done one a year or two or three ago. And I said, think about that field team. Think about if they didn't do it well. Think about if they didn't do the right thing the first time. Think about, you know, we need to be celebrating this with them, because we would have had an average sales month at 40%
right,
of what we had sold without those repeat clients. So this goes so much further than just what we do. You know, it is about the whole team start to finish. And I know, you know, working with them years ago and going through working in the field, being a project manager, I know how much they would say the same thing for us, because they'd be like, well, yeah, but we can't get 60% of those customers if you're not up front doing what you did the first time and all this stuff. So it is a great team effort. And you know what? I'm going to get into my on the road segment, because this one kind of brings up a thought of how the company is run and divided and not, and you know, what we do in our company. Because so my one of my clients, again, another repeat client, we did a job for them about 2 years ago, and they were looking for some windows, just replacing some windows, and they had one replaced, and they had a vinyl window put in, just one window in their master bathroom. And the company, they didn't understand how they were going to install it. They didn't do a full frame replacement. So they ended up losing a lot of visible glass, because you got the old wood frame and now you got this new vinyl frame, and vinyl even takes up more space than wood. And you've got all this. So they were like, oh, they didn't really like that. So they're like, we're not going to go back there. And they've got some leaks in their living room, and there's all these great big wood clad casement windows in there. And they went to every window company out there. I'm talking Pella. They went to Marvin. They went to Anderson. They went through like all these different window companies on wood clad windows, having them out, talking about it, seeing what's going on. And finally they came back to us, cause they were worried about the leak. And what I had to tell them was really eye-opening for them, but where I'm really going for this, what was eye-opening for me was one of those window manufacturers. I said, well, you know, we use all of them. Right. We fit what's in the house and things like that, and match other ones. And we're not a company that's stuck on one window and trying to push a sale for a window. So we picked the one that they liked the best and said, okay. Well, I said, I'll call my rep from there, because they were in. They took measurements. They did all this stuff. And I'll call my rep, and she'll be able to get the information I need, I'm sure. And then we can get the stuff put together for getting these windows put in for you. And so I call the rep, I actually emailed her, name, address, all the stuff. Here's where we're at. You know, one of your guys was in there talking to them about installing a window type and everything. Could you just get that information and then update the quote for us, because they want us to install them instead of you guys? And she came back and said, well, unfortunately, I don't have access to the residential side of the company, and I can't get that information. And I'm like, that's amazing of how these companies work and think and function, you know? So it made me think about, like, how many times here at Mosby where I'll look at a house and I'll go, oh, we did a whole room addition out back for you. We've got measurements of this house. We've got information that I need from the design build in. I can get what I need from that and we can move right along. And I can, because yeah, it's not like they wouldn't let me in. You know, even if one of our guys that only did exteriors, they could get to that information. They could, you know,
even pictures, right? The stuff behind the wall, yeah. If something was going on, being able to see that stuff, we store all that information and it's there and ready.
Yeah. Fingertips. It's amazing to me. So I was really kind of taken aback and I'm just like thinking about us with Right Kitchen, Right Bath, exteriors by Mosby, you know, design build, full stuff. We can remodel it. We can totally rebuild it. We could do all these things for you, but it's still Mosby Building Arts, right? Mm-hmm. It's still all the same. It's really just different ways to help different clients for what they're after. You know,
they don't do it every day.
Yeah. Right?
And that's, we see all these different problems and all these different things every day. And, you know, if we don't have the answer, if you don't have the answer, we have somebody to talk to at least and get to that point. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I was quite astonished that I was like, wow, I got to get all this. I called the client yesterday and was like, can you send me like some pictures of what the window type is and all that stuff so that I can send it back to the same company so that I can get you your job figured out. And he was kind of like, yeah, okay. He's like, you don't need it all, right? It's like 9 pages. You just need, and I said, no, just one of them. It just shows me like, is it this series? Is it this color? You know? And he's like, okay. And he texts me, you know, like a photo of that. And I'm like, that's just crazy to me. You know, like it'd be like Kevin doing exterior stuff and calling him back and going, yeah, I can't get into the design build in. So can you send me a measurement of that? You know, like what?
Right. Not sharing information.
Yeah, exactly. With your own people. So, but anyway, we got a great rest of the show here. We've got a couple segments left coming up. We'll have my hack coming up. Going to have some fun with that with the tape measure. So I think we'll get into our first break here, and we'll get into the hack, and we'll get in.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To some of this other exteriors work when we return. All right, here we go. Got my Right at Home hack for you and for Facebook Live. Always love that. So today, how to read the markings on your tape measure. So I wanted to start off with more on, okay, why do carpenters pay extra and buy like the good Stanley Fatmax tape measure? So it's stronger, it's wider, so it has a longer reach. The markings are clear, and the markings are important. We're going to get into that. The lock holds really well. It's simply one of the best tape measures out there for carpentry, and it has everything on it that you need. There are two different numerical measurement systems out there. We all know about metric and imperial. We still use, you know, the regular imperial here. And actually, the UK used that until about 1995. But the metric system is really known to be more accurate. But like most of us, like probably Brad, who's with me today, we were taught from old craftsmen who used imperial measurements. So we always go with that, you know, here in America. But, you know, when you're framing floors, walls, roofs, trusses, you need to really understand what those markings mean on your tape measure to perform a precise layout when building. So, you know, at each foot, there's an arrow, and that's for creating a 1 foot on center layout. So it kind of just easily marks where each foot is for you. Every 16 inches, it's marked in red with a small triangle pointing at it. And that is for obviously a 16 inch center layout. So these markings, they have to be different because they'll meet every 4 feet. So they'll both be there at the 4 foot and the 8 foot and 12 foot and all of that. There is a third marking that is a diamond. It's at 19 and 3/16. And we call this 19 diamond layout. So it's a method that was used years ago by builders to save lumber. So this layout will meet up with the others only every 8 feet. And so what happens is you get to use one less board every 8 feet. And if you were building not only a whole house, but a lot of houses, you could kind of cheat the system. And maybe it's not as strong structurally, all that stuff. But, you know, if the house is small enough and it's good enough, it saves you a lot of lumber. So because building materials are all manufactured in 4 feet increments, you can use these symbols we just spoke about to find and mark on your materials where the studs and the trusses and the floor joists are located when you go to install them. So welcome to my world of carpentry, and I hope you'll find this useful in your next DIY project. And if you want to hear this hack or any of my hacks, you can find the videos all on my Facebook page. Just search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook and you'll find me right away. So we're going to get off of Facebook Live and back to our regular programming here with Brad Hagen in the studio with me today. And Brad, I'd like to, you know, let's start talking about some of this exterior stuff. Let's, you know, from the outside in, let's look at windows and, you know, what's old, what's new. You know, the typical, the historical aluminum window installed in St. Louis. I had them in my first, you know, my first starter home. And, you know, so what would you advise? What are some of the reasons to change them? What's wrong with them? And what can you do to help with something newer?
So the aluminum window, I mean, a lot of them didn't have a thermal break, right? I mean, everybody, when we go in and talk to them, they're like, there's condensation inside my house.
Yeah,
right?
Single That's pane.
Single pane ones, and even some of the insulated ones, right? They just didn't have the argon gas and some of those insulating factors done very well.
Oh, and it would freeze. It would not even just be condensation, but like literally ice on the glass on the inside.
Get your scraper out of your car to take care of the inside of your window, right? But
yeah.
Right, and there was a purpose for it at that point in time. I mean, it was the right material. The cost was there. Cost went up, and other windows started coming into production. A lot of builders use, obviously, a vinyl window now, or we still have an aluminum clad window, which performs well on the exterior, but has that wood on the interior and gives that insulated break in between the two surfaces. So eliminating that annoying condensation that everybody gets from those aluminum windows.
Yeah, exactly. So what would, other than energy efficiency, what might be some other benefits of getting new windows?
Definitely performance overall, right? It's a sound deadening. I mean, so many people, we put those windows in and then they realize it's a lot quieter inside the house.
Oh, yeah.
With the new windows. Even the tilting and the performance of the windows, security of those windows, new nice screens, it's easier to keep that window clean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The aluminum windows are just, you know, you sit there and you could wipe all day and try to get that glass clear and clean and you'll be frustrated.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, a really new window, vinyl, or any of them installed correctly and insulated properly on that installation is just a huge improvement in what all of us have, probably in the sense of an older window, whether it's aluminum. Even an older vinyl window at this point in time is tired, right? Yeah. They get tired after about 30 to 35 years. You lose some of that insulating factor in the inside and the performance starts to fade. So,
yeah, and operation, you know, safety of operation. I mean, if you think about, you know, certain window sizes meeting egress into each bedroom and stuff like that. And well, think about if those windows don't open, you know, if they don't operate right, if they're hard to open, if you're getting older and they're just hard to use and you just can't physically get them open anymore. I've seen that so many times.
Yeah, that tilt-in feature too, cleaning windows on the second floor from the inside is a huge benefit.
Yeah.
Right? Don't get up on those ladders and do that stuff. So it's very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at the different types of windows, you know, wood clad and vinyl, and, you know, when people are shopping, what kind of advice are you giving them about the types of windows that are out there?
Well, you know, there's all different investment levels on those types of windows. So that's kind of the first point that you have to look at. But from performance, they all have a little bit of a vinyl window still has some movement in it, right? And we didn't talk much about a fiberglass window, which is a newer window that's in the industry, and it's a stronger window. The wood clads and the aluminum exterior windows add beauty to your house for sure, but it just may not fit into your investment range. So it's really just kind of balancing that investment and the look you're trying to achieve overall with your house.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the things, you know, I've always loved being here with Mosby for so long is, you know, the way we install, the things we do, understanding the home scientifically, but also understanding, you know, the people, the owners, and the areas and the type of house and the things in them, you know, like we were talking about earlier, we've never really been locked into a window.
Right.
If we're in a certain area and they, you know, Marvin has the best window to match and really look for the aesthetics of the house and how it works, we're going to be offering a Marvin window, or, you know, we'll offer Anderson or Pella, or we have a great vinyl line. We do all this. And, you know, one of the windows we were approached with and we actually offered for a couple, 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay away from specific manufacturers, but, you know, we were offering this. It was a wood clad window. It was a really nice window, and I really did like it a lot, and it was a great price point. And that window manufacturer, after a couple years, basically came back to us and said, you know what, they don't let us sell that window anymore because we didn't sell enough of them. We weren't the company out there pushing that particular window. Oh, you should use this. It's the best, you know, and it's like, but it's not the best for every home. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in O'Fallon, Missouri, and everything's vinyl in the entire neighborhood and the people are good with vinyl, if they want wood clad, absolutely.
Right.
There's great features, but you're going to go with a vinyl window line. It's going to match the integrity in the whole neighborhood, and it's going to have a lifetime warranty, and it's going to be installed right and flashed right. Why would we push your window? And we literally got kicked out of using that window because not doing enough. Because instead of doing 2,000 of their windows, we were doing 500 of vinyl and 500 of Anderson and 500 of, you know, Marvin and 500 of all the, you know, Pella. And it's like, so we're doing the windows, we're just not doing yours.
Yeah, enough. It's not a one fit all window situation, right? It's great to evaluate, but really what it comes down to too is that installation. You know, all windows are not created the same, right? But how we install that window is so important, because you can pay a lot of money for a great product, and if it is not installed correctly, you're going to get that failure that you're trying to avoid.
Absolutely. So let's get into our final break here before our last segment. But for everybody out there, if you have any questions, you have anything for us, 314-241-9797. Or if you want anything out of Mosby, you can stop by our new design center in Kirkwood, 115 West Argonne. You can check it out there, talk to some people, see what's going on there, or you can just give us a call at our office, 314-909-1800, or find us online at callmosby.com. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Final segment. If you have anything for us, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. Until then, Brad, so we've been talking about all this exterior stuff, outside windows, getting it right, all of that. Let's talk about the front door a little bit, because sure. That's a big thing we see all the time. We put in a ton of front doors. And so what's some of the reasons out there that you're finding that people are you know, looking for a new front door? What's the reason for motivation to get a new front door?
Sure. It might just be general performance of that door, right? It's leaky. It's got water issues. Maybe it's rotting away. You got some security issues. But, you know, one of the biggest things, right? Any front door change out typically on the front of the house is it's the biggest thing you can do for curb appeal, right? It just pops immediately. Everybody walks up to it. Everybody walks through it. So we need to that change. Can just dramatically change the look of the front of your house. So, and I think that's the main driver for everybody, right? Giving
sure.
you that fresh feel, something new, stylizing, whether it be a color or, you know, a stained wood door, any of those components will really help with the curb appeal. So, but it's such an interesting time, you know, front doors and technology and security, all that stuff, right? And changing out the hardware at this point in time that's got some push button locks or easier handles to navigate in and out of the house. So,
yeah, technology, it is a big thing, and they have some great things out there. You know, I was just with a client the other day. We were measuring the home for a room addition, and they had just moved in not too long ago. And he put a keypad outside the garage door, and he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, we were like half a step from being locked out of this house the other day. So I put this in right away after that. Yep. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's so many different ways in today's world to not get locked out of your house with the keypads and stuff. And another client of mine, you know, we were measuring her house for converting a screened-in porch to mm-hmm. kind of like either a room or a Four Seasons room, kind of that type of thing. And she is an OBGYN. And she was kind of giving me the warning that, like, you know, I can set up these meetings, I could be at everything, but obviously, if I get a phone call, peace out, I'm gone immediately. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, there's no better excuse than that, you know.
Right.
I totally get it. But she said, but don't worry. She's like, even if you guys are here working, or if, you know, you're here measuring and I had to bug out, she said, all I tell everybody is just call me when you're done, when you're finished for the day, and just say, we're out for good. We won't be back again until tomorrow or whatever. And she said, I can control the entire house with my phone. I can make sure the garage is shut. I can lock it up. And I'm like, that, you know, and for her need, that is fabulous, because you could do it all.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's so important to have that at your fingertips now, right? Just
yeah.
make sure all the doors are locked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Technology, and it's a time, right? I mean, sometimes we need to do some things to make sure that technology can have a wire to it or something. I know there's wireless stuff, but even mounting things correctly for the Ring doorbells at that point in time and stuff correctly. It's the technology kind of goes outside of just even that little door area.
Yeah, I'm trying to envision, like, when I was in grade school or middle school and trying to maybe tell my mom, like, so while you're at work, you'll be able to see who rings your doorbell if I'm home alone. You know, she'd be like, what are you talking? How is that even possible? Right. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
And so the advancement that we've come into with those technologies is totally awesome. And another advancement I really like is that factory finish. So I was just looking at one about a week ago, and, you know, they said we had these two big trees in a front yard, and they both died, and they both trees removed. They said It was the mother's home, so it's been in the family for years and years. They said, this front door has been here for like 25 years. And they said, 5 years ago, that door did not look like that. These trees came down and bam, now look at the door 5 years later. It's like it lasted 25 and then the next five, it totally got destroyed because of the sun.
The sun, yeah.
And, you know, the advancements in, you know, doing that. So their particular door was fiberglass and it was stained on site to look like wood. And so the advancement in being able to do that in the factory and get that to last so long and battle
stained,
the sun and all
that. That stained factory finish. I mean, it looks real.
Yeah,
it really does. And the length of time that it lasts, you know, one of the door manufacturers that we use, their stained fiberglass door, it catches people off guard, right? I mean, they look at it and they're like, you sure that's not wood? It really is.
And, yeah, it's amazing.
Picking the right grains and all those things, it's really, there's so many opportunities to change and get that style right. So for you.
Yeah. Well, so now also you've got the energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. So can you touch on like that Provia door a little bit and how's that on the energy efficiency and everything?
You know, super high on the energy efficiency. They've done a recent thing with their threshold, right? We all had those adjustable thresholds and that on doors, especially in the front. And they kind of have this self adjusting threshold now that's not just the compaction. It flips up behind the door and just air seals that thing completely. The doors are insulated in between the panels. You know, really just not a lot of movement of that door, so it seals up well through the winter and the summer, because those doors get hot. You know, you put something over the top of them, the gasket around the door, it's all, you know, milled to be just perfect. And it sounds like your car door shutting on a really expensive car.
Yeah,
just seals.
Yep.
You just hear it seal and shut, and it's a tight seal for sure.
Yeah, and I totally remember, you know, going from that to, I remember going to that adjustable threshold. You needed a Phillips screwdriver all of a sudden that was like gigantic. They always got stripped because no one had the right size Phillips screwdriver, you know, to actually truly happen. Adjustment.
And a lot of people didn't understand it, right? And what they had to do, and didn't understand why the door was all of a sudden dragging and it hadn't been dragging all, you know, winter or all summer and whatever adjustment that needed to be made. So,
So that self-closing, self-adjusting, airtight seal, it's amazing that it just keeps advancing and just getting better and better.
Yep.
You know, it's so cool. It reminds me of just like cars, you know, all the things that they've advanced into the cars is astonishing, the things that you can do and how much safer and better and things. And our products are the exact same way.
Yeah. I mean, these companies are putting so much research and development in there and making sure that these things are getting better and that they will last. This is, you know, it's different than the box store door.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of advantages to buying these doors that are made to order and to fit your opening. And so we can make sure that it's the best to fit that opening and tight and really just performing for you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, so, and I get the question, you know, quite often too, like, we've just opened that new design center in downtown Kirkwood. People can walk in, they can talk to us, they can ask questions, they can see some really cool things. We have a nice presentation room. We've got some stuff set up to just kind of be able to sit around and have some conversations. But it's really more find out about Mosby. Find out about, so if you were interested, if anybody was interested to say, you know what, I just want to sit down and talk to someone and find out more about what all this is about. But, you know, I get the question quite often of, well, boy, why isn't it a showroom? Why don't you have a showroom to be able to show all of these things? And I'm like, well, just think about just the few things we just spoke about with doors, how they've changed and the new things. So things get better and change so often, and there's so many of them.
So many options. I mean,
how would you show it all?
You think about the older houses, you know, 70 years ago, right? The lumberyard made these windows and it was pretty much the same thing from house to house. We have so many options today. There's just no way to even show people in a showroom all the options that are available to them.
Yeah.
It's And by the time you got the showroom set up, right, the showroom's out of date.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is also another, you know, concern.
Well, think about like when we go out shopping with somebody and we take a client into, you know, a showroom with appliances. I mean, that place is jam packed with stuff all over. It's huge. So when you're like Mosby and you do everything and you've got, you know, we cover every single gamut, we couldn't possibly fit all that. There's too many options. We're better off going to each place, letting those experts help out and solve and pick the right things for you and to have all of those options. Because, you know, there'd be nothing worse than like going into a showroom and picking out a stove and then finding out 12 months later, one of your friends is like, oh, look what my stove does. And you're like, man, I would have really loved that. Yeah, that wasn't offered because I was in this showroom that had three or four or five stoves.
Right.
And there's thousands on the market, you know.
Yeah, it's really satisfying that need for the customer. And,
yeah.
And not just pigeonholing us into one solution, right? And really asking the questions, drilling down, and really focusing on installation and proper installation.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of my questions I had for you, you know, thinking about was, so on the exterior side, we'll go back outside and look at siding, windows, doors, you know, what would be the one piece of advice you'd want to give every homeowner prior to replacing a window or a door or doing some type of exterior work like that?
You know, you can buy the best product and it can still be installed wrong. So whether you're talking to us or anybody else, just really ask those questions of how this stuff is going to be installed. Are they installing the right flashings? Are they, you know, putting vapor barriers on your house to protect? The siding doesn't stop that water. The vapor barrier does. The way that that window is trimmed out and installed, full replacement versus a pocket fit window, is really important. And I think that we all get away from the finish or how things are installed. We're much more enamored with, hey, the look of that new front door, look at that. And don't think beyond that. I might have bought that and we're, you know, going to run, not install it correctly.
No, it's like staring at, you know, the soda machine that used to have like five or six flavors and now there's like 85. In not paying attention to the cup that's going to keep the ice cold all day long, you know, where your soda's ruined in the next hour because you don't have a great cup that really does all that for you. And that's what we can kind of offer out there. So, hey, we are absolutely out of time, but Brad, this was awesome. I love you coming in, taking some time out and having some fun with us.
Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And hey, for everyone else out there, check out our new design center. And I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.
Get more at 971talk.com.